the locker room pep talks are over, the players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Find us online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the Highland Community College pregame show and your starting lineups, brought to you by Taco John's.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff, offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
KAIR-FM Horton, Atchison.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Hey, with that, we welcome you to Winchester, Kansas. It is high school basketball on a Friday evening here in Winchester, Northeast Kansas Lake Hoops, as Jefferson County North is playing host to Valley Falls. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph. He's our producer and engineer back at the K-Radio Sports Studio. Tom Couch with you courtside. We have a couple of games here tonight that should both be absolutely outstanding. In the ladies' game, this is our first one. The Lady Dragons of Valley Falls are going to be starting. Sophomore Lauren Brown, a junior Lillian Darvo. You're going to have sophomore Corey Kirkwood. Renee Myers is a sophomore, and another sophomore, Sierra Steinlich. Lady Dragons coming into the game at 2-4 on the season, or excuse me, at 4-2 on the season under head coach Jordan Hale. For the Jefferson County North Lady Chargers and head coach Steve Nolan, Lady Chargers coming in at 2-4, and they're going to be starting Tara Wistuba and Claire Jobbins, Elizabeth Easterday, Macy Thompson, and Clara Johnson. Very nice crowd on hand here this evening, and kind of a very special night here at JCN. It is the 10th anniversary season of their 2012 state champion basketball team, the girls' team ending the year with a 25-1 record.
I'm not turned on.
You're not hearing it yet?
No, I'm not turned on.
I'll fix that.
Turn me on.
Here we go. Let me get this going. Let me get this fired up. And coming into the center circle to jump it off for JCN It's going to be Macy Thompson in the center. Sierra Steinlich for Valley Falls. We are set to go and hope you enjoy it. High school basketball here on CAN Radio. The ball is up the tip of the way. JC is going to control it down, and we're underway. Lady turns to the basketball. Reaching.
Oh, dear. It appears we're having a little bit of technical problems. We will be trying to get back to Tom courtside in just a moment. I've got a little bit of Pink and Keith Urban for you as we maintain this connection, or regain this connection.
I don't remember much about last night. Woke up on a couch sunrise. Saw the living room through these bloodshot eyes of mine. Cold sober, you didn't like that I came home late. 4 a.m., but it's a Friday, babe, and I've been working hard. Can't you give me some space instead of shouting out, oh my God. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I go out with some new friends, but it just makes me miss you more, more. Spend all my money drinking on my own, yeah. In this bar, just sat here staring at my phone. And I keep second guessing, where did I go wrong? I know I'm proud, but I've met one too many. Come take me home.
So now I'm the one that's crying. I didn't want to call, cause I didn't want to fight. Just pretending it's fine. We've been round, round, round this too many times before.
Oh, 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 oh yeah. Oh, 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 oh yeah. I go out with some new friends, but it just makes me miss you more, more.
Here is Kirkwood with it, Corey Kirkwood. She'll dish it back to the left. Brown looks inside, no room. Comes out on top, Kirkwood. They work around the perimeter. J.C. has shifted down to the player defense. The ball goes into the right corner. They'll collapse down on it, try to trap it there. Can't get it into the lane. The shot is up off the window, no good. And an offensive rebound cleared down and a foul on Jeff North. Up the missed shot, it was Corey Kirkwood coming up with a rebound. Claire Jobbins reached in and will pick up her first foul, trying to steal that ball back. That's the first foul by either team in the game. We are over halfway through the opening quarter. Here's a shot off the left side. It's up and good, plus one. The bucket by Kirkwood. And the foul in the middle on Macy Thompson for JCN. So a free throw will provide an opportunity to tie this game. Stepping to the line, Corey Kirkwood. The shot off the back of the rim, and it won't go down. Rebound, Jeff North. It is now 3-2. The running shot down the floor is going to be batted away. Loose on the floor, picked back up. Follow shot, no. Offensive rebound, followed up, no, and another foul. This foul will be on the floor. So Jefferson County North, having been fouled, the foul is going to be on Valley Falls. Just coming into the ballgame for Valley Falls is Peyton Lockhart. She's going to pick up that foul. JC will bring it in. Three-point shot on its way. It won't go. Rebound Easterday. Saves it off on top. The shot. It's good. Claire Jobbins for two. And JC pushes back to a 5-2 lead. 3.5 to go. And what continues to be a relatively low-scoring opening quarter. Got it with the basketball. Works around to the left side. Looks into the middle. There's no room there. Back out top of the key. They'll swing it over to the right side now. Looking in is going to be Darvo. She'll cut into the lane. Little left-hand hook shot won't happen. Rebound to go back down. JC in. Up with the basketball, Claire. Jobbins, long cross-court pass. Gets it there. Claire shoots and hits a three. Clara Johnson. Clara, only a sophomore, putting in that three. And Lady Chargers have pushed to their biggest lead of the ballgame. They're up a half a dozen with 2:55, and we're getting a timeout with Coach Hale. Valley Falls taking a timeout. We're going to do it. Joseph will make sure it's all good with 2:55 left in the opening quarter. JCN's Lady Chargers 8, Valley Falls 2.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Good to have you back with us here in Winchester, Kansas, with 2:55 to go in the opening quarter. It is an 8-2 JCN lead. Lady Chargers exploding out. Now, after a really slow start, neither team able to put anything on the board in the first 3-plus minutes of the ballgame. But since then, Jefferson County North with a couple of 3-point shots and a 2. Valley Falls with only one bucket, and it belongs to Corey Kirkwood. It'll be Valley putting into play right here in front of us at the scorer's table. And we are back underway. Out on top of the basketball, it's going to be Lauren Brown with it. Lauren jumps it to the left side of Renee Myers. JCN is staying with that player defense. It seems to have suited them well and certainly has gotten back in the game. Now the pass down to the baseline is going to be slapped away by Abby Laird, who's just come in for Jeff North. Abby is a sophomore who brings great height in the middle for JCN. 2.5 to play in the first. Here's a shot for three. No. Rebound Laird. And here comes Tara Wisduba. Her outlet pass up the floor. Left side to Elizabeth. She'll stop. Kick it off the window, but it doesn't roll in. It rolled down the side of the rim and then fell off the front. And the rebound lost out of bounds, but it'll be back to Jeff North. Into the ballgame now for Valley Falls will come Michaela Yates. Michaela, last few games has been coming in off the bench. Michaela brings a tremendous amount of energy into the game, and she's going to steal the inbound pass. Yates will bring it up the floor, drives it down the left side, goes coast to coast, has it knocked out of her hand, and then it's going to go out of bounds off Valley Falls. 2:18 to play in the opening quarter. 8-2, Jefferson County North, the ladies in front. This game a little tardy getting underway as the boys' JV game went into overtime this evening, and Valley Falls staged a exciting come-from-behind win in that boys' junior varsity game. Here's a pass in the middle. It rolls around, picked up, knocked out of bounds, out of the hands of Wistuba. Valley Falls touching it last. It'll come back in and get it to Jefferson County North. 2:09 to go in the first. 8-2 the score. After a little flurry by both teams, no one else has been able to put anything in. Now the inbound and a push and a foul by Valley Falls on that inbound play. Whistle's going to be on Lauren Brown. It'll be her first. Team fouls are now even at two apiece. Jay Cena's going to bring Claire Jobbins, Macy Thompson back in, taking Easterday and Johnson out. Wistuba impounding it for the Lady Chargers. Hit their offensive baseline. She come into the left side, and it's going to be mishandled, lost out of bounds, and Lydia had a handle on it. Then the thing got away from her. It goes out of bounds. Back it will come to Valley. Valley Falls coming up the court. Lauren Brown, bit of a shoulder-high left-hand dribble, goes between the circles, stops it there, kicks it over to Yates. She looks inside, dribbles it off to the top of the key, swings it back over to the right side. Kirkwood has it, looking in the middle, goes to Brown. Brown pushes it back out on top, Darvo. Now here's a three for Yates, trains it. How about that, Michaela Yates? Quickly she comes into the ballgame, knocks down the three, and cuts the Charger lead in half. It is 8-5. The pass in the middle. Picked up, shot Blair, or rather Thompson for two. Macy Thompson picking up a couple there. And Joseph, I promised you just a little bit more on the output. We're going to remember now to do that and get that underway. Valley with the ball, another shot by Yates. This one's going to come off the backboard, but fail. Rebounding it down is Claire Thomas. Jeff North up the floor with the basketball. Claire taking it down the right side, goes all the way to the baseline, keeps the dribble alive, brings it back out on top to Claire. Jobbins left-hand dribble, works it around to the left wing, handing it there to Tara Wistuba. 1 minute to go in the opening quarter. Now the ball's going to be knocked away by Yates. And Wistuba dives for it. Both of them lying on the ground, and they're going to say the basketball will come back to Jefferson County North. Easterday back in. Claire Johnson back in for JCN and Coach Steve Knoll. 54 seconds left in the opening quarter. It is a 10-5 JCN lead. Easterday will dribble it up the court now. She'll take it across the timeline. Change hands, left hand goes into the lane. Shot is going to be deflected. Offensive rebound. Macy pulls it down, missed it. Rebound cleared away this time by Valley Falls and into the forecourt with the basketball. Herself is going to be Lillian Darvo. Darvo coming up with a loose basketball. We'll bring it up the floor. Half a minute to go in the opening quarter. 10-5 JCN, the girls in front. Lauren Brown goes top of the key, quick fit over to the right side, quickly to Kirkwood. All the way around now, deep into the right corner, Darvo. She'll dribble into the middle, lose the handle of the basketball. It's picked up by Tweed. Lydia will give it away. Up the floor, it goes to Clara Johnson. Claire changes hands with the dribble, swings it over to the left side, little shake and bake. Claire Jamas puts a shot on the way in. No, she got fouled. No basket. The foul is going to be the second of the game for Valley Falls' Lauren Brown. And Lauren quickly checking out of the game, and back in for her is going to come Renee Myers. Lady Chargers ball, and for the second consecutive inbound play, they turn it over on the inbound pass. Valley Falls up the floor, 8 seconds, 7. Winding it down to the corner at 6. Now we're down at 4 from the baseline. Shot is up and misses. Rebound is going to go out of bounds with inside a second to go, and that's going to do it. Opening quarter has come to an end. We hope you're enjoying high school hoops here on KAIRFM Horton Atchison. At the end of a quarter, it's Jeff North's Lady Chargers 10, Valley Falls 5.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
No?
It's inside out.
There we go. Welcome back to Winchester. Great to have you along with us here this evening on CARE Radio. It is a 10-5 ball game. Jefferson County North leading here at home in front of Valley Falls. We just got to see this Lady Dragon team a few days ago as they were hosting MHMA. Fargo Mount Academy tonight is on the road up at Horton. We'll hope to be able to bring you updated scores from that contest as the evening wears on. Their girls' game should be underway at this point in the evening, so we'll see if we can keep you up with that. Matter of fact, it is halftime, and Horton is leading Morehill Mount Academy's girls 17-14 at intermission. And we're going to turn that other mic down. There we go. Quickly, as the ball comes in play, it's going to be thrown away by Jefferson County North. They've really run into a bit of a turnover bug. We are 3 seconds into the second quarter, and yet another JCN turnover. It is 10-5. Jeff North in front. 7:45 to go. Quickly, down the floor. The ball's going to be knocked away from Michaela Yates. It's rolling around on the floor. JCN picks it up, loses it, picks it back up again. And working into the forecourt, having a little trouble getting a handle on the ball is going to be Claire, but now she'll dump it over to the right side to Macy. Macy off the block, puts a shot on its way. It's no good. Rebound slapped around, but it will have been touched out of bounds by JCN. Half a minute into the second quarter. Still a low-scoring one here at 10-5. Home team in front. Now we'll have Michaela Yates bringing it up the floor. Valley Falls in control of the basketball, but running of the ball game by 5. Team fouls are even now at 3 apiece. Into the lane. Oh, a beautiful move and a driving underhand shot by Renee Myers. 10-7, Jeff North. Just over 7 minutes to go in the opening half. We expected a close game, very competitive game, but now here's a pass into the middle, trying to get inside to Macy Thompson and utilize her height to her advantage, but again, the pass just out of reach. He could not control it in, and Valley Falls will come back up the floor with the basketball. A minute gone in the second quarter. More basketball coming your way tomorrow here on Care Radio. We'll be in Lamoni, Iowa, the Benedictine Ravens at Graceland. Ladies game 2 o'clock, guys game at 4. Looking forward to bringing you college hoops tomorrow here on Care. But right now, high school game is the matter of concern. And Valley Falls will have the ball back in, trailing it by one possession, down 10-7. Lady Dragons out on top. Yates looks inside, brings it back to the right side. Kirkwood, and her shot up. No, rebound to go back down is Jeff North. Up the floor comes Claire. Jarman's all the way down the left side. Directing a little traffic with the left hand, dribbling with the right. Gets it out on top between the circles of Tara Wastuba. Wastuba dumps it over to Clara Johnson, way out on the high wing. Over to the right side on the far side. Johnson will go baseline. Her runner is up, won't go in, and we're going to go back down. Here comes Valley Ball. And having trouble with the ball with Lillian Darvo. These two teams just don't seem to be quite in sync, having problems in some of the very basic aspects. Passes into the middle, dribbling the ball up the floor, controlling it. Now a steal back by JCN down the court, running shot, off the window and in. Claire Jamins with 4. 12-7. Jeff North. 5:55 to go in the opening half. Valley will handle it up on top. Top of the key, looking in. This is going to be Renee Myers. Renee's wanting the middle, can't find it. JCN's got a group out there that are taller, and the block shot knocked away by Clara Johnson. Clara will bring it up the floor, and back on offense comes Jeff North. 5.5 to go in the opening half. The shot from underneath is no good. Johnson gets a rebound, follows up. It won't go. Pulled down by Darvo. She'll cover the ball up, sweep it clear, and now bring it up the floor herself. The dish into the right corner. Here's a baseline 3. It is short, and the rebound with perfect interior position. Elizabeth Easterday is fouled over the back by Renee Myers. Myers foul number 1, team foul 4 by Valley Falls. JCN brings Lydia Tweed back into the game. Valley Falls is going to come back out of the floor with Corey Kirkwood. 12-7 Lady Chargers. Cold night outside, but again, it is just nice here in the gym and a tremendous crowd. Here's a driving shot off the right side of the lane. It's going to be rejected and lost out of bounds, and the officials will confer. They'll say it's out off Valley Falls. Now coming into the game for Coach Hale and into the contest for the first time tonight for the Lady Dragons is going to be a sophomore, Caitlin Yates. JCN takes the inbound. A quick shot that goes up, misses. Kirkwood with the rebound. flying back up the court with it herself. She's one on five, goes to the rack, can't get it to fall. Rebounding it down is going to be Claire. Here comes Jefferson County North back up the floor. Two teams are not running a lot of offense. They're coming down the floor, taking a first available shot, and more often than not, it's not going in. And again, you can hear Coach Nolan in the background asking his team to move a little bit. Over to the left side, that was a near travel, but the driving shot is going to roll around and around and in. Clara Johnson. She'll make it a 14-7 ball game. JCN in front with 14, or rather with 4:14 to go in the half. Here's a shot from in the lane. It's up and won't go. And on the rebound, a jump ball called. Possession arrow back to Valley Falls. 14-7 is your score. 4 minutes and 9 seconds to play in the first half. Ball coming in play down to the baseline. Looking in, little skip pass, batted free, but picked back up. Valley will turn and shoot and knock it down. Corey Kirkwood for two. And we're midpoint of the second quarter. JCN brings it down. Here's Claire. Jobbins works her way over to the right side, kind of backing in, keeping her back toward the rim and trying to stay away from the quick hands of Akayla Yates. Down to the baseline right. Trying to back in for JCN. Nothing there. Long cross-court pass. Taken down by Claire. Jobbins shot. No. Rebounding it down is going to be Michaela. Michaela Yates and Caitlin Yates, both in the game, and now we got an offensive foul. Michaela coming down the floor, and that was a very, very nice job by JCN. Standing in, taking the fall, picking up the offensive foul on Michaela, her first. Returning to the floor for Valley Falls is going to be Renee Myers. It's 3.5 to go in the half, 14-9. Here comes Easterday stopping right at midcourt. Kicks it over to Tara. Wastupa puts up a shot that is short, and a rebound is going to be lost out of play. Back it'll come to Valley Falls. When they go to the locker room here in 3 minutes and 20 seconds, neither of these coaches is going to be particularly satisfied with the way their teams have played. I think that the first half, they're both better. We've seen both of these teams already this season. And both of them are, frankly, can play better than we have seen here tonight. They just wait to kind of get the game legs beneath them. Here's a falling away shot. Now, that was a beautiful play. Driving in, spinning backward, and Corey Kirkwood for two more. She's at a half a dozen. And now the steal by Darvo. She'll bring it down. Left side, uncontested three, too strong. And a rebound, again, lost out of bounds by JCN off the open hand. No one else around to come up with a rebound, and Lady Chargers turning it back over. Their lead cut again, only to three at 14-11. 2:40 to play here in the first half. Valley works around to the left side. Fishes it back up on top, driving it down the left side of the lane, knows no room there, brings it back out on top. Steinlicht. Now the pass to the point is taken by Caitlin Yates. Caitlin, a bit of a head fake, can't get a shot away, dumps it over into the baseline. The three-point shot from there is no good. Rebounding it down with Stuba. JCN back up the floor. 2:15 to go. Opening half. Lady Chargers bring a player to the scorer's table. Here's a beautiful pass into the middle and a nice driving shot. It's up, it's good. And we're going to get a timeout on the floor. Taking a break with JCN at 2:11 to go in the half. Your score, Lady Chargers, 16, Valley Falls 11.
There's nothing like a fresh new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Chrissy Lumen of Union State Bank of Atchison, here to remind you, you can bring your ideas into any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com, NMLS 654946, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Don't forget, the guys' game is going to be coming up here on Care at the conclusion of this one, so do not go away. The matchup of two undefeated state-ranked teams, 7-0 and 6-0 are their records. So right now. The girls' game is Valley Falls brings up the pass in the middle. It's going to be stolen. Easterday with it. The upcourt pass to the right side. Fed underneath him. Stolen back by Valley Falls and Steinlick. Valley will bring it back the other way. Renee Myers. She'll push it over to the right side to Kirkwood. Long cross court, left side, Darvo. JCN, early in the game, started with the player defense. They've shifted to that, or rather, zone defense. They've shifted to the player defense, and it's been much better for them. Here's a three from the left wing. Going to be wide to the right side. Saved by Valley. The follow shot, nope. Rebounded down. It's Abby Laird. JCN with the rebound and back up the floor, and we're down to only a minute 20 to go in what's been a reasonably quick-paced first half. Shot from the top for three, rims out, no. That thing went on the right side of the rim, spun all the way around the inside, kicked back on top, and as JCN comes down with a rebound, they turn it over with a travel. Chargers back in with Clara Johnson and Macy Thompson. Laird and Mustuba getting a little rest with a minute 10 to go in the half. Walking the ball up the court, it's Renee Myers, and Valley Falls coming up the floor. They're down by five. 1 minute to go in the half. Looking inside. Oh, a beautiful cutter move, and the shot won't go for Yates. Rebound, JC in. And then as the defense swarms, a foul is going to be called on Michaela. That is her second foul tonight. 52 seconds to play here in the first half. JCN breaks the press. Clara will go to the left side, all the way to the baseline. Wanting to get the shot away, can't. Comes out on top. Little head fake by Johnson. Here's a three up from the left. It is up and good. How about that? Clara Johnson for three. 19-11. Half a minute to go in the half. Trying to back in. Over to the left side. There's no room for Steinlich. Back out on top. It'll come to Myers. Cross court. Kirkwood looking inside on Jobbins, kicks it down low. Myers, nicely done. Renee Myers has four. 19-13. Will JCN slow it down and try to go for a final shot? Are they going to try to attack the basket? They start driving in. There's nothing there now. I think they're going to try to run it. Now the cross-court pass is stolen. It's a breakaway. Renee Myers in, up, gets it. And there's the buzzer, and it is halftime. So JCN had put together an 8-point lead, but they don't have that anymore. We're at intermission. We'll be back and summarize it for you at the break. Jeff North, 19, Valley Falls, 15.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Since 1972, Atchison Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Atchison Construction, a company you know and trust.
Have you back with us here in Winchester. Halftime of the ladies' game. 19-15, Jefferson County North in front four. Lady Chargers is Clara Johnson, pacing the way with 7 points for Valley Falls, half a dozen apiece for Corey Kirkwood and Renee Myers. Fouls, you know, Valley Falls committed a few. Lauren Brown, Kayla Yates, each with a couple of fouls, but no one else on either team with more than one. Guys, teams are out of the court warming up. We've been previewing it a little bit. It bears repeating. It's going to be a great one between the guys' teams. Two undefeated clubs getting together here tonight. We're going to take a break. We'll be back bringing you the second half of the ladies' game live, but right now with your intermission score. Jeff North 19, Valley Falls 15. We're kicking it back to Joseph of the Care Sports Studio. He's got halftime.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Atchison Animal Clinic knows the importance of reliable access to quality veterinary health care. For that reason, we are proud to offer same-day appointments and 24-hour, 7-day-a-week emergency services. Our entire staff is dedicated to being ready and available when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure of what you're doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're bringing you high school basketball from JCN in Winchester, Kansas. Tom Couts is covering the girls' game right now as Valley Falls is on the road there. We'll be returning to that game in just a few minutes. Coming up tomorrow, we've got Benedictine College at Graceland. 2 p.m. is the tip-off time for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 4 p.m. Then coming up on Tuesday, we will have high school basketball with Oskaloosa on the road at Horton. We'll be back in just a moment with a look around the area with the scores as I have them.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at msesports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams, and still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for family dinner, Subway has it all. Check out their Fresh Fit menu, which includes 8 delicious 6-inch subs to keep you on track. With fresh veggies, quality food, and smarter nutrition, Subway makes eating better easier. Eat fresh at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
For all the 4-H participants, Blair Feeds wants you to win that blue ribbon with our Show Pig products. Start with our Show Pig grower. Its high energy level combined with the balanced amino acid level will maximize lean muscle growth. Then at 125 pounds, switch to Show Pig Finisher to further achieve genetic potential in your Show Pigs. Call us at 367-2310 for more information or stop by 1000 Main Street to pick up all your Show Pig needs.
We have a few finals to report. The Oskaloosa Varsity Girls fell to the ACCHS Tigers 45-22. Centralia Girls lead the wire-to-wire Oberlin and take the game 56-33. And the Frankfurt Girls fell to Hanover to win 59-45. We'll be back with just a quick look at that weather eye forecast in about 30 seconds.
Winter weather got you down? Need a little vitamin D boost to get you out of your slump? Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6 Mondays through Thursdays and 10 to noon on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule and get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
I do have a quick update on the Atchison-Phoenix game. The girls won 71 against the Washington Wildcats, who had 10 points.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 20. Southeasterly winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. 39 tomorrow, cloudy. Cloudy again, tomorrow night, 21. Low 30s Sunday, turning warmer on Monday with highs in the mid-30s. Once again, low of 20 tonight. Highs reach 39 tomorrow. Lows level off around 21 tomorrow night. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
From downtown Atchison, this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 20.7 degrees out there. The relative humidity is sitting at 58%. The barometric pressure is steady at 30.05 inches of mercury. Dew point sitting at 8 degrees Fahrenheit, giving us a wind chill of 14 degrees. We'll be returning to Tom Couch courtside right after this.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Good to have you back with us here. We are in Winchester, Kansas. Halftime of the girls' game. 19-15. JCN leading this thing by 4. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, our producer and our engineer, he's back at a Care Sports studio. Tom Counts with you here. Happy to have you along. Looking out on the court, it would appear that the two teams are going to be back with their original starting fives for Valley Falls. It'll be Lauren Brown, Lillian Darvo, Corey Kirkwood, Sierra Steinlicht, and Renee Myers. For JC and Tara Wistuba, Claire Jobbins, Elizabeth Easterday, Macy Thompson, and Clara Johnson. Claire and Clara on the JCN team. Lady Chargers in the home whites with green, the black with golden white for Valley Falls. All in a possession, and the ball goes back to the Chargers. Here we go. We're underway in the second half. JC with the ball up top side. It's going to be Johnson. Drives baseline, shot off the rim, no. Rebounding it down is going to be Valley Falls, and we'll have a foul on Wistuba looking for the rebound. It'll be her first foul of the ball game and the first foul of the second half by either team. So Tara Wistuba will have the foul, and Valley Falls will have their first possession of the second half, trailing in the ball game only by 4. They were down a couple of minutes before halftime by as many as 8. Here's Valley with it up top side. It's going to be Brown with it. Dishes left side. Kicks it all the way down to the baseline. Renee Myers thought about the three, brings it back out on top, and JCN is going to begin the second half the way they had finished the first with a player defense. The drive comes in as far as the free throw line. No avenue to the middle. Back out on top, it's going to come. Myers holding the ball high above her head at the top of the key. Cooks it over to the left side. Brown. Back at it, it'll come to Myers. Top side now to Kirkwood. They work around the outside. They're trying to run this defense to death and hopefully screen someone off and get an open look at least. Here's a baseline three, deep right. It's up, it's no good. And Easterday comes down with a rebound, basically has it kicked out of her hands and picked back up by Valley Falls. Here's a runner from 16. No. Rebound, Jefferson County North. Claire Jobbins comes up, feeds underneath. Beautiful outlet pass to an undefended Maisie Thompson for 2. Macy has 4, and it's 21-15, JCN. Down to 6.5 minutes to go in the third quarter of this high school girls game in the Northeast Kansas League.
Crowley falls, dumps it over to the left side. Steinle has it knocked out of her hands. Take it away. It's Tara with Stuber, right side. Little bunny hop shot is up and partially blocked. Going to go out of bounds. She was kind of between steps. She knew she'd taken another step. She'd have been too far behind the goal. So she pulls up, and then there was a defender in front of her, and she was kind of trapped. But Jaycee will bring it in. Macy in the middle of Tara. High off the back glass above the square and good. That is the first point tonight for the senior, Tara Wistuba. 23-15. 6 minutes to play now in the third quarter. Jaycee has already got a player up at the scorer's table. Coach Steve Noel rotates players a lot. Here's an uncontested three from the left side. Hits the rim and a high rebound pulled down with Stuba. Jaycee taking it the other way. It is 2-on-3, and Tara will hold it up, let her team join her. The feet underneath the Macy. Spins, shoots, scores. Back-to-back trips up the floor. 2 out of 3 trips up the floor. Macy Thompson has found herself undefended. And Coach Jordan Hale for Valley Falls is going to try to rectify that as she's taking a timeout. Breaking the action at 5.5 to go in the third. It is now Jeff North 25, Valley Falls 15.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology. It needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have a peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. The Lewis Chevrolet Buick Service Department stands behind their work with a guarantee you will feel good about. So bring your vehicle into the people who understand it best. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, great cars and great service. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Valley Falls coming out of the timeout and bringing the ball up the court. Welcome back to Winchester. Valley swings it right side. They have brought Michaela Yates back in. Remember, Michaela got a couple of fouls, but she has brought also 3 points to this team and brings energy and speed, good defense. She's a real asset out on the floor. Here's a feed into the free throw line, shooting between three defenders. They're going to say, no shot, a foul occurring by JC, and before the shot, they're going to whistle it on Macy Thompson. So for Macy, it'll be personal foul number 2, and team foul 2 in the second half by Jeff North. Valley Falls has not committed a second half foul yet. Skip pass comes in off the block, and as the shot goes up, we're going to have another Lady Charger foul. This one is going to be on Lydia Tweed. So Lydia's first foul is JC's third foul of the second half. Valley Falls at the line, and here comes Corey Kirkwood. She's 0-for-1 at the line. This one is in. Jefferson County North is going to go to the bench, and sophomore Abby Laird will check in. One more shot coming here for Corey. Off the back of the rim, once, twice, in. Kicks out in front, and that's where Tara Wistuba will clear the board away. JCN brings it down the floor. Wistuba tries to scoop it over to the right side, is able to. Comes off on top, squaring up, checking it out, knocking in a three, Claire Jobbins. Jobbins with 7. And it's now 28-16. Up a dozen, the largest lead of the game for JCN. Ball's going to be swung all the way around to the right side. Lady Dragons kick it to the wing. Uncontested, but Brown does not take the shot. She gets it to Yates. Back out on top, it'll come to Darvo. Back to Michaela once more. Approaching the midpoint of the third quarter. This game moving along, it feels like, very quickly. To the free throw line from 15. Yes! Lauren Brown with her first points of the evening for Valley Falls, and it's 28-18. And we have 4:08 to go in the third quarter. To turn around for the baseline right, no. Laird goes up for the rebound, and she gets tied up by a much smaller Lillian Darvo, and the jump ball will go to Valley Falls. Back into the game comes Macy Thompson, and for JCN, an interesting switch. Lydia Tweed is going to come out, so that's going to leave 2 6-foot-plus players out there. For Jeff North and both Lydia Tweed and Macy Thompson. 3:50 to go in the third. Valley with the basketball and JC, and with the two tall players out there, we'll see how that impacts things. They still stay with the player defense. Valley with it on the right side to Darvo. Out on top, Brown. Brown starts into the lane. Nothing there. The defense steps up on her. She'll kick it to the left side, and the shot is up. Blocked. Saved back by Valley. Dragons take it out top of the key, and we're going to get a travel call. Jason is going to bring Zeta Noel in. So Zeta is in for the first time tonight, the senior. 3:20 in, rolling along here in the third, 28-18. Lady Chargers with the lead in with the basketball. The feet into the lane. Right-hand layup is up and missing. Rebound is going to be scrumming forward. Clearing it away is going to be Darvo. Valley falls up the floor with it. Darvo, the left-hand dribble. Baseball pass to the other end, and it is going to be stolen by Wistuba. Trying to steal it back, we get another foul. The third of the game by Michaela Yates. Yates picking up her third foul. And J.C. is going to be back into the game with Elizabeth Easterday. 3 minutes to play in the third. 28-18, 10-point Jeff North lead. Macy Thompson with it, way out on top, holding that left foot, trying to pivot there. Gets a cutter, and Tara Wistuba up and in. Tara for two, but a really nice assist by Macy Thompson. You got a post who can stand at the top and get a pass in the middle to a teammate like that. That's a huge benefit. 30-18. First to the right side, then to the left. Driving into the lane, Valley Falls. Kirkwood has it, nowhere to go. Has to push it back out on top. Gets it there to Myers. Myers into the hands of Brown. She'll dribble it off on top. The Charger defense has done a great job. Now, this time, though, a cutter and an easy layup for Michaela Yates. She's got five. 30-20. Right side, Thompson. Up. It's blocked. Followed up. Missed. Rebound tipped out. Brown's got it, and we get a jump ball called. Zeta Noel reaches in and is able to tie that thing up. And both coaches rotate players in and out. And you would not be, I don't think, surprised to see these two coaches have very similar styles. Here's an inbound shot taken and missed, and the rebound is going to be to Michaela Yates. She's up the floor, but 1-on-4. Kicks it to the right side where the trailer puts up a shot and gets fouled. Official coming over. Is it a shooting violation, perhaps? Foul is going to be on Jefferson County North. And it is the second foul on Claire Jobbins. Valley Falls will come to the free throw line. It is a shooting foul, and Renee Myers will put the first one off the backboard and good. Usually you see players in this day and age not use the backboard, and I don't know if she intended to, but it worked perfectly for her. And now we'll get a substitution in before the second free throw. Lydia Tweed comes back into the game. Just inside 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. 30-21. Eyeing it. Second free throw. Hits the back. It won't go in. Rebounding it down. Jefferson County North. The ball cleared away by Claire Jobbins, and it's going to be lost away and knocked away in the backcourt, lost out of bounds off Valley Falls. 1:52 to go in the third. 30-21, Lady Chargers. Starting to go down a little trail a moment ago. It's no surprise that these two coaches are much alike because Steve Noel was Jordan Hale, her head coach for years or through her high school career. As a matter of fact, Jordan was on the state championship team here at JCN from 2012. She was a senior on that program. So the fact that Jordan, having been coached by Steve Noel for 4 years, has some similarities in style, not a great surprise. Minute and a half to go in the third. Still 30-21, Jeff North. Valley with it around to the left side. They work it to the top. Here's a rainbow shot. Hits the backboard and misses. Rebounding it down. Jeff North. Up the floor. Claire. Jobbins in the lane. No. Rebound out of bounds. It'll be Charger ball. Claire put up a running shot, and I think the forward momentum allowed the ball to have just a little bit too much speed on it. It hit a little bit high and a little bit hard off the backboard, and the long rebound out of bounds to Jeff North. Chargers having trouble bringing it in. They'll get it to Elizabeth. Now into the lane. The 12-footer off the window and good. Lydia Tweed with four. 32-21. And there is 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Valley drives in. Beautiful spin move. Off the right block. The shot is up and missing. Easter Day with the rebound. Got to be knocked away. Stolen by Michaela. Yates gets bumped. The foul on Claire Jobbins. That's going to be her third. Three fouls by Claire. And again, that's what we were talking about when she came into the game earlier. Michaela Yates brings the aggressive defense, the quick hands, the great floor speed, and just an aggressive basketball style. She is fun player to watch. Her first free throw is good. Michaela Yates with a half a dozen points now. Thompson out. Back in again comes Abby Laird. Michaela, right-handed shooter, puts this one up. It'll be a little bit short, and the rebound's batted around, volleyed around, and Yates had it, lost it, scoops it back into the floor, and it's going to be picked up by JCN. Chargers back up with it. 35 seconds to go in the third. It's a 10-point Jeff North lead. Turnaround shot. Won't go for Laird. Michaela Yates with the rebound. Starts down the right side. Hits the brakes just before midcourt and will walk it up. Don't know what Valley's going to do. If they're going to slow down and look for a final shot here in the third. Certainly they're going to have a hill to climb in the fourth quarter. They trail right now by 10. Over to the left block. Michaela shot. No. Rebounding it down. Again, Easter Day. Here comes Elizabeth. She'll drive. She'll go coast to coast. She'll collide, and it's an offensive foul. And you know who was down the floor, right? You know who got down the floor, set up through the foul? Michaela Yates. So the foul for Elizabeth Easter Day. Number two for her. And this could be a real difference maker as we go to the fourth quarter. That is team foul six. And Valley Falls does not get the shot off before the buzzer. We're going to talk about that foul situation as we come back. But three quarters of this high school girls game in the books. We'll be back with the fourth. It's JCN 32, Valley Falls 22.
Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College.
In Winchester, going to the fourth quarter. JCN is led by Claire Johnson with her 11 points for Valley Falls. It's almost a three-way tie for scoring honors as Corey Kirkwood and Renee Myers, each with 7 and 6 in the game for Michaela Yates. We go to the fourth quarter, but Valley Falls is going to have one advantage here. They will be coming to the free throw line on every JCN foul for the rest of this game. JCN with 16 fouls. I just watched a turnover out here on the floor by Valley Falls on the inbound play. JCN has committed 16 fouls. Valley Falls has committed only one foul in the second half. So free throws that the Dragons may get could be huge in this game. The lob in the middle, JCN, the shot goes up, and it doesn't go in, but two free throws coming up here to Macy Thompson. This will be the second foul of the second half for Valley Falls and the third of the ball game by the Dragons, Lauren Brown. Macy Thompson steps up there with a half a dozen points. Her first free throw of the game does not go in. Matter of fact, not only is it her first free throw of the game, that is the first free throw of the game by Jefferson County North. Valley Falls, by the way, is 3 of 7 in the game at the free throw line. Macy's second shot is good. 33-22. 7:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Guys game coming up after this one. Stick around for what promises to be a fantastic one. To the right side, here's Renee. Her shot for three, no. And an offensive rebound for Lauren Brown. Valley Falls is going to control the basketball. Caitlin Yates with it. She's got it on the wing, pushes it off on top. Is Valley going to go more for three-point shots? No, here's one from in the lane. It's up. It's no good. Rebound, Michaela. Back over to the left side. Valley's able to keep it alive. Missing a couple of shots, but great offensive rebounds. And now, a Charger foul. The whistle is on Macy Thompson. It is her third, and as we'd indicated moments ago, free throws coming up for Valley. Now for Valley Falls, critical if they're going to come back in this ballgame to take advantage of these opportunities here at the line. Nothing better than scoring with no time coming off the clock, and that first one is good. Corey Kirkwood will earn the bonus. It is her ninth point today. Second one, gets them both. 33-24. 7:04 to play. Jaycian has the ball, and now a 9-point lead, and we're going to get a Jaycian timeout. Coach Noel not real happy with how the fourth quarter has begun, and he's going to see if he can't rectify that. Joseph, we're going to take a break while he does it. 6:55 to go in the ladies' game. It remains Jeff North 33, Valley Falls 24.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
As we return, Jefferson County North putting the ball in play, getting trapped out of the baseline, and what do we got as a call here? The official stops play, and we're going to get another timeout. And JC and taking another break. Joseph, we're going to hang on to it right here. Coach Noel standing right beside the official. Thought his player had been trapped down at the baseline, was not going to be able to escape, and so in order to save the possession, uses another timeout. 6:47 to go in the contest. We mentioned tomorrow, Benedictine College basketball on Care Radio at 2 o'clock ladies game, and the guys game at 4 from Lamoni, Iowa. Benedictine is at Graceland. We see with a very impressive sweep of two games Wednesday night as they played host to Peru State. And Benedictine now beginning a three-game road stand. We'll be with them tomorrow. JC and putting the ball in play at their offensive end, and out top side with it is going to come. Claire. Jobin starts right, cuts left, gets in a little trouble, nearly has a stolen by Michaela Yates. The feed will come into the block. The turnaround shot off the window and good. And I'll tell you what, Lydia Tweed, you get her in the middle like that, and she is going to score some points. That is her sixth of the game. 6:20 to go, and JCM pushes back to the double-figure lead, up 35-24. Michaela with it. The cutter into the middle, and the shot, good. The driving shot by Kirkwood, and she continues to lead all scorers. She's back at 11. 35-26. And now we've got a reach-in and a foul. It's going to be, is that on Yates? It is going to be the fourth foul on Michaela Yates. That is probably the downside, the shadowy side of the energy and electricity and hustle she brings to the game. It comes with a bit of a price, and that price is sometimes getting in a little foul trouble. Here's a shot from in the lane, and another one is up and good. What a nice shot by Lydia Tweed. That pushes her to 8 points in the game. It gets JC in an 11-point lead. 37-26. Ball's going to be batted away down to the baseline, knocked out of bounds. And every time JC can do that, it just takes a little more time away from Valley Falls because now you've got to put the ball in play and reset things, get something going. Here's an inbound. The shot is up and in, and a push in the back of foul. So an opportunity for Valley as a three-point play. And that foul is going to be the second by Lydia Tweed tonight. The JCN keeps pushing closer to that double bonus. That's going to be team foul eight. Line it up. Here's your free throw. Perfect. So, a huge fourth quarter already for Kirkwood. And JCN comes to the other end. And a put up and in. Macy Thompson has nine. 39-29. 5:20 to go in the game for Valley Falls. They're beginning to score a little bit, but they're giving points back up on the other end of the floor. And as the driving shot goes up off the right side, we're going to have another JCN foul. I don't think anybody's in any real desperate danger of fouling out. As I say that, that is Macy Thompson with her fourth, so now she would fall in that category. So four fouls on Macy. The first of two free throws is up and no good. Macy coming out of the game, and Elizabeth Easterday is back in. So for Jefferson County North, they have gone through a somewhat smaller lineup right now. The first free throw by Renee Myers, no good. She's one of three at the line. And that one is in. She has 8 points. 39-30. Now, there's a long way to go in this one. 5:15 to play. Easterday, top side with it. Jefferson County North. You want to be a little patient. You want to get good shots. You don't want to be too patient and take yourself out of your offense. Here's a driving shot right side. No good. Valley Falls rebounds it down. Racing up court with the basketball is going to be Myers. Renee takes it first to the right side, then to the left. There to Kirkwood. Corey goes into the lane, turns, falls away, 13 off the glass, no. Rebounding it down, Jeff North. Lydia Tweed sweeps it down. Baseball pass to the other end, it's going to be off JCN. Back it will come to Valley Falls. Still 4:47 to go. 39-30. And Valley Falls walks it up court. It's Michaela Yates. So each of these teams has one player with four personal fouls. Kirkwood will go left side. Michaela, and as she tries to drive in, reaching in, Tara Wistuba picks up the foul. And again, Valley Falls coming to the free throw line. Here in the fourth quarter, they are 4 of 5 at the line. A couple of free throws here. This one rolls in for Michaela Yates. It is her 7th point. And for Valley Falls, they're in the double bonus, so it'll be 2 shots every time they get fouled. This one up, and it is going to be off the mark, out of bounds. It will be JC in basketball. 39-31. Still just over 4.5 minutes to go. Full court pressure now being applied by Valley Falls, and they're going to force a turnover and steal the inbound pass. Cross court is going to go to the left side. Brown for three. Won't get it. Rebound is on the floor. JCN clears it away. Tara Wistuba. She comes up with it. Baseball pass to the other end. Into the lane. Little driving hook shot fails. Rebound. Pulled down by Valley Falls. And we're going to have a charger foul. Oh, they're going to have a jump ball call. I thought there was going to be a foul on that play by JCN, but the official right there says jump ball. Possession back to the Lady Chargers. 4:16 yet to go in the game. 39-31. Inbound. The shot off the window and good. And I'll tell you what, Lydia Tweed has a great shot. She's a double figure scoring now with 10. 41-31. And we are halfway through the fourth quarter. Valley has the ball slapped away and stolen, and a push from behind and a little foul there. It's going to be on Valley Falls. Corey Kirkwood, but for Corey, it's only her first foul of the game. And for Valley Falls, it is only team foul 4 in the second half. So probably a pretty good risk, pretty good gamble to take for Valley right there. JCN into the forecourt with Tara. Wistuba, oddly, dribbling with the left hand, driving to the right side. Now gets entangled up at the top, gets it away on the right. Driving in is going to be Johnson. Clara has it. and we're going to get another timeout. Coach Steve Noel looking to take this one, and again, not real happy with the way his team is running his offense. He wants to see them, I think, get a little more patient, look for a little better shot. We'll see what comes up. We're taking a break. Joseph down to 3:38 to go in the girls' game. Jefferson County North 41, Valley Falls 31.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff, offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Tabs on other games going around the Northeast Kansas League in Horton, Morgan Mount Academy, with 3 minutes to go, 3.5 minutes to go. Trails 33-21 to the homestanding Horton Chargers. Here we go. Jefferson County North's going to put it in play. They'll take it down to the baseline, go underneath. Macy shot, no. Gets her own rebound, follows up, no. And a foul. Macy Thompson will be coming to the free throw line here. Our official strides out to center circle. The foul is going to be on Corey Kirkwood. She will have gotten now her second in Valley Falls team foul five. Macy Thompson at the line is one of two tonight. That one makes her one of three. She has 9 points this evening. Looking to be the third JCM player to reach double-figure scoring. This one is in. 10 points. For Macy Thompson, 42-31. 3.5 to go in the game. Valley will work it deep into the left corner. Kirkwood now to the block. And as the shot goes up, a JCN foul. Is that Macy? Official looking over? No. It is going to be Lydia Tweed. And both Lydia and Macy Thompson right in that proximity. So it could have been easily on either one. And again, remember Macy Thompson, four fouls. The first free throw, no good. So Kirkwood, after hitting three in a row and four of her five free throws, does not get that one to go. This one, perfect. 42-32. And a 3:15 to play in the game. JCN into the forecourt. The dish down low, right through the hands. It goes out of bounds off the skip pass, and Valley Falls is going to have a back in play. Valley's got to be quick, but not rush themselves. They will walk it up the court. They'll bounce pass over to the right side to Lauren Brown. Lauren with her heels on the center circle goes left side. Renee Myers. Here's a three, left corner in, and I thought the thing was going to go through, and it did not. Hurry back to go back. Jefferson County North, 2:50 left in the game. Valley Falls in its player defense has now really stretched that defense out. They are defending all the way out to midcourt and all the way over to the sidelines. Here's a shot by Macy in the middle. No good. Lydia follows it up at home. Wow. Lydia Tweed has been absolutely outstanding here in the second half, and particularly in the fourth quarter. It's 44-32. 2:22 left, and as the drive to the baseline begins, we have a foul called on Tweed. Now Lydia with her fourth foul. So Macy Thompson and Lydia Tweed for Jefferson County North with four fouls apiece. Claire Jobbins has three. For Valley Falls, you've got Michaela Yates with four fouls. No one else with over two. And again, the first free throw does not go in for Valley Falls and Corey Kirkwood. I am shooting it, getting the second one. It is 44-33, and we will have a Dragon timeout. Coach Jordan Hale taking a break. Joseph, if you'd be so kind, 2:23 to go in the game. It is Jeff North in front of Valley Falls, 44-33.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Ladies game up at Horton, Kansas, concluded moments ago, and it was the Horton Lady Chargers coming out on top at home over Murray Home Out Academy, 36-28. Right here, we're 2:23 to go, 44-33. JCN in front. They're going to be putting the ball in play and feeling defensive pressure all the way down the floor. Tara Wastuba, the senior for JCN, up the floor with it. She'll dish it over to the right to Clara Johnson. Comes out on top. Lydia feeds to the right side of the lane. Stepping inside. The shot misses. Rebound. Valley Falls. Michaela Yates. 2 minutes left. Yates up the floor, but her team is down 11. They will have to make some hasty offensive possessions. Yates will have it off the left side again. Plays through a screen. Starts into the lane. Brings it back on top. An open shot is going to be passed up by Kirkwood. Gives it back over to Brown. Out on top it'll come. Lockhart in the game. She'll cut loose for three. Got it off the window. That's why she's in there. Peyton Lockhart for three. Peyton had played very, very little, and then she comes in late. You know she's a shooter. Here's a driving shot on the transition that's good by Macy Thompson. It is 46-36. A minute 10 to go, and JCN is going to win a big game here at home. Baseline turnaround shot, no good. Thompson with the board. JCN coming up. Coach Noel races up toward midcourt, telling his team, slow it down. Up 10, 50 seconds left to the baseline right. The defense traps. JCN takes another timeout. Hey, high school hoops tonight here on KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison. We've got a break. 48 seconds to play. Lady Chargers in front of Valley Falls, 46-36.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Minor upset, if you will, tonight. JCN coming into the game at 2-4. Valley Falls coming in at 4-2. But it's going to be the Lady Chargers who are going to win this one tonight. They lead by 10 with inside a minute to go. For Jeff North, it will be Wastuba and Jobbins, Easter Day, Tweed, and can't see who's putting the ball in play deep in the corner in front of the student section. I suspect it's going to be Macy Thompson. Out there for Valley Falls, you've got Brown, Darvo, Kirkwood, Myers, and Yates. And there's a foul. It's going to be on Lauren Brown, and she will be the second player for Valley Falls and the fourth player. Oh, no, that's her fifth. And that is her fifth foul. So five fouls for Lauren. So she's going to foul out here with only 45 seconds to play in the evening with two third quarter points. And replacing her for Valley Falls, you're going to have Renee Myers in there. So you've got Darvo on the right side and Lockhart on the right side. On the left side, I've got Kirkwood and Yates in the backcourt. I've got Myers, the first free throw in the front half of the 1-1 is up and good. One more free throw for Claire. Jabba's looking for her ninth point, and she gets it. 9 points. Claire Jabba, 48-36, Jeff North. 42 seconds left. Valley falls all the way to the baseline, and the plus one, Kirkwood, just slashed down the right side. Laid it up and in, and that is the fifth foul for Macy Thompson. So Macy will foul out now with 39 seconds left and end the game with a dozen points. Looking for that three-point play here. Corey Kirkwood. Big, deep knee bend. The shot. Perfect. That was one, right? The basket was good, and that was one. And the officials on the floor, absolutely, and the teams on the floor, absolutely didn't know what was going on out there. Very, very surprising. She hit the shot, and they were about ready to give her another free throw, and then Coach Noel comes up and says, didn't that basket count? And they go, wait a minute. Oh, yeah, it did. So it's the basket and the free throw, and then they have to put the ball in play in the backcourt. And as that happens, JCN quickly is fouled again. This foul is going to be on Corey Kirkwood. Got it for three. And JCN walks back to the other end. It's Tara Wistuba. Tara's had a four-point game. Zeta Noel is back in. Tara Wistuba, front half of the 1-1. Won't happen. Rebound, Valley. Here they come. Weaving first right, then left, crossing at the middle. Out on top of it is Kirkwood. She goes all the way into the lane. A running shot, no. Offensive rebound followed, no, and another Charger foul. And Coach Nola's aged a little bit in this fourth quarter as his team just continues to make these fouls and commit the fouls. And this is going to be a 1-1. Long look. The first one, yep. That is Peyton Lockhart. And Jefferson County North, Lydia tweets back in. Coach Noel comes over and says, I got any timeouts left? He had five at halftime still, but he has one left. Don't be surprised if he uses it. Second free throw does not go in. Easter Day rebounds it down. And there's your foul of the backcourt, and that is the end of the game for Michaela. So Michaela Yates commits it. She knows it. Somebody had to do it. It is her fifth foul, and so she will be the third player in this game tonight to foul out. This one with 20 seconds left, and she will end with seven. Elizabeth Easterday. She's looking for her first point tonight. It's a 1-1. There it is. She gets it. Nice shot by Elizabeth. She is the sixth player for JCN to score this evening. Second free throw rolls out. Rebound Valley. 49-40. Backing in. Stopping on the right side. The shot misses. Offensive rebound out on top. Squaring up for the three. Misses. Offensive rebound. Allowed to shout. No. Offensive rebound. They'll dribble it off on top. And that's going to do it. Final score tonight. Jefferson County North Lady Chargers 49, Valley Falls 40. We'll be back to summarize this right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for post-game coverage featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison Player of the Game. That's coming up right after these messages from the Bank of Atchison.
There's nothing like a fresh new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Christy Lumen of Union State Bank of Atchison, here to remind you can bring your ideas into any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com, NMLS 654946, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smart about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum,
from Winchester, Kansas, the ladies' game's in the book. And it was a 49-40 win for the homestanding team here at Jefferson County North. A recap of the scoring. First of all, for Valley Falls, leading her team and leading all scorers tonight was Corey Kirkwood. She had 6.5 times, 7 at the end of 3 quarters, into the night with 19 points, a 12-point fourth quarter, doing her very, very best to bring her team back into it, but they fell just a little bit short. Also for Valley Falls, it was 8 tonight for Renee Myers, 7 for Michaela Yates. 4 on the night for Peyton Lockhart and Lauren Brown with 2. For JCN, 2 players led the way. It's Macy Thompson and Lydia Tweed, each had a dozen. 11 tonight for Clara Johnson. It was 9 for Claire Jobbins. Tara Wistuba had 4 this evening and 1 tonight for Elizabeth Easterday. Your back of matches and player of the game for me is Lydia. Lydia Tweed, 4 points after 3 quarters, but she had 8 in the fourth quarter. And those were big shots as they were all in traffic. They all used the backboard, and every one of them was a shot at stymied an effort by Valley Falls to come back as they were trying to make inroads on that JCN lead and got pushed back. So Lydia Tweed, back of matches and player of the game. Well, we've been promoting it, hyping it, if you will, and now it's going to be time shortly for the boys' game. 2 undefeated teams coming together here tonight, both of them ranked in the state, Jefferson County North and Valley Falls. Stick with us. That game will be coming up here in about 10 minutes. Time out on the court, though, right now. Ladies' game, final score, JCN 49, Valley Falls 40. We'll return with a guys' contest just shortly, but right now, back to Joseph in the studio.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Keep up to date with game recaps and the latest sports schedule online at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.